Today's been a really long ass day. Finally, we can just lie back down and relax for once. We deserve it, don't you think? After all the work and effort we've been putting in lately, especially you, working literally the entire day nonstop. Oh, I'm so proud of you, baby. Baby, is something wrong? Well, you seem awfully quiet. Do you have something on your mind? I see. You're worried about tomorrow, aren't you? I can see it in your eyes. You're afraid you haven't done enough. Here, baby. Let me just resituate myself a bit. Ah, there we go. Now, just put your head on my breasts. You're an eager beaver. Sorry. It's just that you look so cute when you do that. I love it. Now, put your arms around mine, and I'll stroke your hair for you. Sound good? There you go. Hold me tight. Now, just breathe. Deep and slow. And as you breathe out, just ease your mind. Let your worries flow out and empty your mind. Just breathe and focus on my hand, playing with your hair. And I know I've said this a million times before, but I really love your hair. It's so soft and silky. And you know what I like to do? I like to kind of wind my finger around a lock of your hair like this and lightly tug on it. Yes. Oh, that was a deep breath there. That's adorable. Are you feeling better? I hope so. These moments, these quiet moments where we're just holding each other. It feels like we're the only ones in the world. Yes, like no one else besides us on this earth. What would you do if one day, say, only the two of us were left? Have sex outside? Yeah, I figured you'd say that. But I do like the idea. It sounds hot. Maybe we could do it on the beach first. Though, the sand will be a fucking pain to deal with later. Well, I guess in that case, we could always shower together afterwards. Holding me just as tight as you were before, baby. Hey, look at me. Let me just put my forehead right up against yours. Close your eyes and listen. Surprise kiss. Bet you didn't see that one coming. All right, now. Seriously. Sorry. Yes. Completely serious now. Here's my serious face. All right. I know things seem tough. That they seem scary. The future always has been like that, and now I suppose the present as well. Full of uncertainty and doubt. I've been there. I haven't told you about this before, but before meeting you, I was in a really bad place in my life. I lost all direction, and each day just seemed like a drag. The same struggles over and over. Doing the same routine every day got to me. And before I knew it, I stopped looking forward to things in life. I'm sorry. This makes me emotional to think about it. This was all before I met the most amazing person, you. We met in the library, and I still remember every single detail about that day. The clothes you were wearing, the book you had in your hand, the look of excitement you had as you turned the pages. I know I've said before that I just sat down beside you by chance, but seeing you there that day, I really wanted to talk to you. Just the way you talked, you were so full of energy and enthusiasm, bubbling with excitement as you told me more and more about the book. And I remember how you blushed when I asked you to text me your number, see if we could do this again. I know, it was really forward of me, but you looked so cute, and I wondered what your reaction would be. I'm sorry. Oh, I couldn't help myself. And then we met day after day. You even introduced me to your friends. To your inner circle. And they were all so welcoming. And I really enjoyed that time. You went ahead and recommended me God knows how many books. But you know what? I read through them all because that gave me the opportunity to talk to you more and more, and also helped me to understand you more and more. And I... No, I'm fine. I'm just getting a bit emotional and think about the past. I'm sorry. By the end of the year, I knew that I loved you, but I was too scared to even tell you about it. Yeah, I was afraid you didn't look at me the same way, and I didn't want to ruin it. I just thought so little of myself that I wouldn't be good enough for you. So you could imagine my surprise and shock when I saw you waiting at the library entrance. Redder than you had ever been, and you asked me out. It was an easy decision at that point, but it made me really happy. And we spent so much time together, so many adventures and moments that I would never have had if it wasn't for you. And, well, the first time we... You know how much I cried that night. Oh, I found it cute that you thought it was you hurting me, but no. It was because I was just so happy I could be so loved, and that I had such an amazing person in my life to look forward to see and to talk to every day. You took me out of my dark times. You were the one that inspired me to be better every day, even if it's only one step in the right direction. You taught me to hold on, and no matter how hard things looked, that they will turn out well in the end. And to this day, I believe that. I believe you. So now, I want you to believe in yourself that tomorrow, or the next day, or any other day, whenever you feel down or worried about what's to come, that you have the strength to go through with it. I believe in you. I always have. I will always be here for you, baby. Never forget that. I'll hold you whenever you want it. And I'll gladly play with your hair and tell you more stories. All that book reading has helped me develop some stories of my own. I think you'll like them. Now, let's go to sleep. You have an important day ahead. And afterwards, maybe I can give you a bit of a surprise. Sweet dreams, baby. I love you too.